This is the Motley Fool Radio Show with David Gardner. It's now time for our game, Stock Up or Stock Down. Here's how it works. We'll present you with two stocks. One was up over the last 12 months and one was down. You tell us which stock was up and which was down. Our player this week is Deborah from Owensboro, Kentucky. Deborah, are you feeling up or are you feeling down as we get ready to play our game?
I'm feeling up.
And do you want to specify maybe one reason? It doesn't even have to be the most important one.
It's the holiday season.
That's a good reason to feel up. And we've got three questions total. I hope to get you a little upper here, Deborah, by giving you one or more full ball caps. You'll get one for each correct answer.
Oh, the pressure's on.
It is indeed. And as is our custom with this game, before we start, Deborah, we need you to pinky swear that you are not using a computer or any outside assistance.
I am pinky swearing right now.
Excellent.
A pinky promise.
Let's begin Stock Up or Stock Down with Deborah from Owensboro, Kentucky. Question number one, Deborah. Stock up or stock down? Again, just the last 12 months, asking which was up and which was down. Here are the two stocks, eBay and Walgreen. Deborah, which was up over the last 12 months and which was down?
Walgreen was up, eBay down.
You're absolutely right. Now, a lot of us wouldn't expect eBay ever to go down because it's been such a successful and powerful business. Walgreen, though, is the one that's up around 20% over the last year. eBay down around 20%. And here's a fun fact. Prescriptions account for around two-thirds of Walgreens' total revenues. They're a big reason why same-store sales at Walgreens have increased. Deborah, do you ever shop at Walgreens?
We just got one in our town, so I haven't started yet.
Do you feel motivated to do so? Has this game increased your appetite for that?
Absolutely. In fact, I might have to buy some stock.
You should ask the employees if they own some shares themselves. It's been a good stock. Deborah, you already have one full ball cap. Let's go to question number two. Stock up or stock down, Amazon.com and Walmart?
Oh, this one's going to be tough. I'm going to say Walmart is up. And,
It's not a bad guess, and there is some guess to this game. Admittedly, I'm not sure I would have gotten each of these, but shares of Amazon are, in fact, up around 20% over the last year. Shares of Walmart down around 9% over the last 12 months. Walmart has become such a huge company, it actually takes a fair amount to budge that stock these days. It's such a gigantic, multi-hundred-billion-dollar market cap that it probably won't budge as much as Amazon anyway, but Amazon can be flighty. It's been up over the last 12 months. Deborah, do you have a Walmart in Owensboro?
We have two. I'm a very much a Wally World shopper.
What one suggestion would you have for Walmart? Because you know the CEO's listening. Every CEO listens to this show.
Let's see. They're doing a great job. I really can't continue going the way they're going. They're just doing fantastic. They have a lot of variety. They make it easy to get in and out. They're doing great.
So a holiday attaboy, attagirl, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. That's a perfectly good thing to say to the Walmart CEO. They would appreciate it because their stock's down over the last year. Let's go to question number three. Deborah, you've already won one full ball cap. Here's your chance at a second. Stock up or stock down, the two companies, Southwest Airlines and JetBlue.
I really have no clue, but I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say JetBlue is down.
Alas for me, since I'm a recommender of JetBlue stock, it is down more than 20% over the last year. Shares of Southwest up around 5%, just a little bit over the last year. But considering the last year has not been very good to so many airline companies, for Southwest to be up a little bit is most impressive. From year-end 2002, by the way, to year-end 2004, here's a little factoid. JetBlue's revenue doubled to $1.2 billion, but over the same period, long-term debt for that company has more than doubled to $1.4 billion. JetBlue is going through a major growth cycle where it's borrowing a lot to build lots more airplanes, to buy them, and run more routes. The question is that a good business to be in? And I guess we'll all find out. Mm-hmm. Deborah, what's one way that airlines like JetBlue can improve the customer experience?
Unfortunately, in Owensboro, we really can't access JetBlue. But just overall, airlines in general, the seats are too tight and pushed up against each other.
And I absolutely agree. And that's one of the reasons. One of my other stock recommendations is actually Embraer, which is ERJ on the New York Stock Exchange, because they're making smaller planes with more room inside them. So if you've flown one of those little regional jets that looks brand new and awfully comfortable with extra leg room, and that's because it's coming from that Brazilian jet manufacturer. So.
And as a matter of fact, I have out of Evansville, Indiana.
Very nice. I took one to Vermont this summer myself and was impressed. I'm happy to say I'd recommended the stock several months before that, and it has been a winner over the last year. Not all of mine are, but it's a very interesting company to follow. Deborah, it sounds like you're an investor?
Yes, I'm actually married to a stockbroker.
Given that, what would you say is either yours or your husband's smartest investment and then maybe dumbest investment, since we all have fun with those too?
Okay, well, I think our smartest investment is to invest early and often.
Yeah, and that's critical, especially the younger we are, but any age, the more we can get into the market passively, patiently over time, that money compounds. Start now. How about some loser stock that maybe you've had in your portfolio at some point?
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think of the loser stock. It was a biotech company.
I can't think
of anything. I kind of let my husband do that. He's the one taking care of the business. But
I understand that is his profession.
Sorry about that.
That's his profession after all. Actually, I think it's kind of nice not to exactly remember the name of the loser stock.
Sorry.
It just means you didn't put too much into it, maybe.
No, but I'm from Atlanta originally, so I kind of like Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Walmart in our portfolio and a lot of mutual funds.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. It sounds like you're doing well for yourself, and invest early and invest often is something we can't say enough on this show. Deborah from Owensboro, Kentucky, you walk away a winner on this show, taking home two full ball caps. Thank you very much for playing.
I'm so glad, because you actually, out of all the brokerage firms, you did a really nice write-up on the one he works for. So
I'm very delighted to hear that. We are occasionally critical of the brokerage industry, but that's because some of the brokerage industry is very commission-motivated. Sounds like your husband works for one that is not so much.
Correct.
What is that? What's the firm, by the way?
Edward Jones.
Edward Jones. Excellent. A little bit more investment-focused as opposed to sales-focused, and we approve of that.
Fantastic firm. But thanks again, and now we have a full cap for both of us.
I'm delighted to hear it. A his and hers full ball cap this holiday season for Deborah and her husband. And that wraps up the show for this week. It was another Motley show. We learned that according to at least one sommelier, Spain and Australia are producing the best wines for the buck today. We learned that 2/3 of Walgreens' revenues comes from its prescription business. Shares of Walgreens are up around 20% over the last 12 months. We learned that according to Joel Greenblatt, the magic formula is all about finding good stocks that are cheap. And we learned that Nick from Gaithersburg has his own magic formula, and that would be buy stocks with one-letter ticker symbols. This show is produced by Matt Greer and Steve Broido. Our theme music is by Greg Smith. You can find us throughout the week at our website, fool.com. I'm David Gardner for the Motley Fool Radio Show. This is NPR, National Public Radio.